flwfishing.com, folks, on the phone with Brian Johnson. Good morning, Brian.
Morning. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks so much for being with us today. I wondered about how it's going. You're coming to Lake Wylie for the FLW Bass Fishing League North Carolina Division event. Is it an open tournament?
Yeah. So there'll be a lot of area weekend anglers competing in this tournament. We expect a full field to be at Lake Wylie, and it's always a popular destination. We always hear good things coming out of South Carolina from Lake Wylie, so should be a fun event.
Yeah, you guys come here often, which we always like to have you in our area. Is this something, if someone's listening today and likes to bass fish and wants to enter this competition, can they do it? And if so, how do they do it?
For sure, yeah. So the BFL is really tailored to the hobbyist, the weekend angler.
Okay,
so
okay.
It's a really popular circuit. What people can do is head to flwfishing.com, and they can actually enter the tournament up through Friday night. So we welcome anyone who, even if they have a boat or don't have a boat, to go and enter the tournament and try to win some good money this weekend.
About $8,000 as far as the big prize. Is that right?
All of our payouts depend on entries.
Okay.
But yeah, they can, if there are enough boats entered in the field, they can win up to $8,000. We'll for sure have a four-figure payout, though. So someone's going to be taking home a nice check just for an eight-hour day on the water.
No doubt.
That's not bad.
I want to know about your background, Brian. Yeah. Have you been a fisherman all your life, and this is just sort of a nice way to have a job that you love to do?
it's funny. I wasn't too much of an angler growing up. I think I did a little bit in the scouts. I joined FLW because it seemed like a really interesting industry, and it has been. I like writing for them. I like writing about what our anglers are doing on the water. But it more so is, I get to travel around and hang out at bass tournaments and talk about fishing, so it's not too bad of a gig.
No doubt. Yeah.
So if we want to come out and watch, maybe we're not there yet. Being the fishing expert, can we just come to and watch, or is it one of these that you really don't get to see much until the weigh-in?
So yeah, the best way to engage with the tournament itself is to come to the weigh-in, though, at Buster Boys Landing. You're welcome to, if you know someone with a boat or something like that, you can go chase anglers in the water and watch them throughout their day.
Okay, cool.
But if you want to just grab a lawn chair and a cooler, head over to Buster Boys Landing at 2:30 to check out the weigh-in. We'll have a trailer there. We'll have a weighmaster. It's a pretty entertaining afternoon, and of course, like we said, you'll see some nice prizes handed out, as well as some trophies and good stuff like that. So you can make an afternoon out of it.
What's the good weight for a bass? Like, what do you want to have when you? Is it like a combined weight of all you've caught that day, or is it one fish that's special?
For sure. So what they'll be doing is they'll be fishing for their five largest. So they'll bring in their five largest. Five bass limit, and the winner will be determined by the cumulative of those fish. We will award usually around $400 to someone who caught the biggest bass of the tournament, but the entire field itself will be going for the five largest.
How do you know that you're going to be in a place that has a lot of bass? Like, is it just particularly known to have these kind of fish in there?
For sure, yeah. There's a lot of history. You can find information online. I know a lot of this sport takes place with the research. They're researching videos that people have posted online about fishing on Lake Wylie. They're researching maps and all that stuff about history of the fishery and the vegetation, where fish are feeding. All that stuff is a factor in where they decide to fish ultimately.
And is this single or double or triple? Like, are the teams going out? How are the teams set up? Because sometimes these are like double or triple teams, or sometimes four-man teams.
For sure. So what we do is we have boaters and co-anglers. Boaters just compete against other boaters, and they actually supply the boat itself. And then we have co-anglers who compete against other co-anglers, and they fish out of the back of the boat while the boaters drive and kind of guide them throughout their day. So co's join on if they want to get a taste of fishing at this level, but maybe don't have a boat yet. They join on with boaters who are probably more experienced, own a boat, And then, yeah, so they share the boat throughout the day. And like I said, boaters fish from the front, co-anglers fish from the back.
I'm sure that many of the folks, if you get an opportunity to talk with them, they'll share a lot of knowledge.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we get to, on a larger scale, we go all over the country, and some of our top-level pros are celebrities in some of the areas we go, and people are sharing stories about, you know, that big one that got away, or...
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. We hear a lot of them.
I know.
It seems to be more than you'd think. but yeah, I mean, I've been out to the Carolinas, been to Lake Norman, mm-hmm. It's a gorgeous area, and yeah, we expect another excellent weekend of fishing at Lake Wylie.
And if folks maybe they fished when they were little, got out of it, life gets in the way, or they love to fish and just can't do it for whatever reason, maybe work keeps them traveling, what are we missing out on, and how can we still get involved and still enjoy such this hobby that has so many benefits for so many people?
For sure. Well, fishing itself obviously is a very accessible activity for all ages. It's an opportunity to win a little money, have some fun on the water while spending the day, you know, doing something you love to do. So, FWFishing.com is a great place to start as a co-angler. Like I said,
mm-hmm.
It's a great place if you haven't done it for a while. You can just start as a co-angler, grab your rods again, and maybe hit a tournament in your area. We have 24 divisions of BFL tournaments going on every year, 170-something tournaments in the BFL division, in the BFL circuit. So there's something for everyone, and we recommend people just check out the website and check out for something going on in the area.
I think this is a great opportunity for, you know, what do you want to be? I want to fish all my life.
Because
there's 128 tournaments throughout the season, Brian. Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot for sure. You know, we have multiple circuits. There's room for advancement up our circuits. I'm currently in Maryland right now. We're giving away $125,000 to the winner of this tournament. It's a 4-day event going on. It's our top level tour circuit. So, people who start out in these BFL events, like on Lake Wylie this weekend, can win their way up and onto our pro level tour. So it's pretty exciting.
It's pretty cool. It's going to Buster Boyd Landing this Saturday. And what time do we start? What time, actually, I guess, is the weigh-in time?
For sure, yeah. Takeoff is at 6:30, and then they will be weighing in those fish that they caught throughout the day at 2:30. And that's all at Buster Boyd Landing. We welcome people out and come see some fish across the stage.
The weigh-in is so cool to see. It really is a lot of fun. I've seen them live before and on television, and it's just really neat. And see how competitive people get. And like you said, the fishtail, the one that got away. There's many of them at that weigh-in. I would be there if this didn't get happen or if this didn't happen.
For sure.
There's a show, FLW Television, that's won an Emmy. So you guys
congrats.
Have something in common.
Yeah, that's right. I have an Emmy, too.
Lucas is our local TV guy.
Yeah.
Fun. Well, we'll go to flwfishing.com, find out more. We can follow you on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Of course, there's YouTube videos and all kinds of Snapchat if you know how to run it, which I have a hard time doing right now with my kids' account. But anyway, thank you so much, Brian Johnson. We'll see you out on Lake Wylie at Buster Boyd's Landing. I hope that you have a great weekend and we get some great winners from our local area.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate the time. And, I look forward to seeing the results.
Excellent. Have a great
day. Thanks, Brian.